through a working service. We can take your expertise as read, and if you wish to flick through the functions of the agency, we are familiar with those.
Yes. So I was going to suggest that I start on paragraph 13. Transport Agency submitted in support of Objective 3.2.1.5 as it recognised the importance of maintaining the functionality of infrastructure. Today's report suggests this objective is too narrowly focused and should be amended to also recognise the operation, maintenance, development and upgrading of infrastructure. The Transport Agency supports the recommendation of the Planner's report to amend the renumber this objective to read 3.2.1.7 Objective Maintain and promote the efficient and effective operation, maintenance, development and upgrading of district infrastructure, including designated airports, key roading and communication and technology networks. Transport Agency made a further submission in support of Submitter 251 requesting additional policies be added to assist the implementation of the notified objective 3.2.1.5. Planner's report recommends adding an additional policy that is general in nature rather than identifying specific infrastructure. Transport Agency supports the proposed new policy 3.2.1.6.1 and the recommendation of the Planner's report as a policy that assists with maintaining the functionality and efficiency of infrastructure, including the roading network. Transport Agency submitted in support of Objective 3.2.2.1, which encourages urban development to occur in a logical, integrated manner. Compact, integrated, well-designed urban development positively affect travel demand management and contribute to a sustainable transport network. The second bullet point of Objective 3.2.2.1 requires urban development to occur in a manner that manages the cost of council infrastructure. Transparency suggests that urban development occurring in locations that do not provide integrated transport planning and land use outcomes can necessitate the need for infrastructure improvements. Some of these improvements affect infrastructure provided by other requiring authorities other than council. The Transport Agency therefore suggests that the second bullet point be amended to encompass all infrastructure and should read as follows: to manage the cost of infrastructure. Under urban development chapter, Transport Agency submitted in support of 4.1 purpose of the urban development chapter. The Transport Agency agrees with the statement that uncontrolled urban development can result in urban sprawl and a poorly coordinated infrastructure network. Transport Agency also agrees that the roading network of the district was under some pressure. The use of the urban growth boundaries, the UGBs, is a useful tool to manage anticipated growth and provide integrated planning outcomes which provide greater certainty in terms of infrastructure planning and funding. For this reason, the Transport Agency also supported these statements within 4.1 purpose. If the policies regarding the UGBs are to be removed from Chapter 3 strategic direction as recommended by this Planner's report, then the Transport Agency suggests that it is imperative that they be retained in Chapter 4 urban development section of the proposed plan. With regards to Objective 4.2.1, the Transport Agency submitted in support of this objective but recommended a minor word amendment. purpose section of chapter 4 highlights that objectives and policies provide a framework for a managed approach to urban development. This approach seeks to achieve integration between land use, transportation and other services and facilities. However, objective 4.2.1 uses the word coordinated rather than integrated. Transparency suggests the objective should be amended to replace the word coordinated with integrated as follows. Urban development is integrated with infrastructure and services, which Transparency considers to be the appropriate term when considering the combined management of development and infrastructure. And it also better reflects the language used in the chapter's purpose and also in the underlying policy 4.2.1.2. Planning support recommends deleting the words immediately adjacent to from policy 4.2.1.5. Transparency supports this amendment, which encourages urban development to occur within existing settlements and discourage urban sprawl, which can adversely affect the efficiency and functionality of the transport network. Transparency submitted in support of policy 4.2.1.6, which promotes avoiding sporadic urban development to assist with avoiding adverse effects on the natural environment, rural amenity or landscape values, or the viability of nearby townships. Transparency also noted that this policy should be amended to include effects on infrastructure. Transparency suggests this is appropriate given that there are no policies under 4.2.1 that require avoiding adverse effects on physical resources such as infrastructure. Proposed policy 4.2.1.2 relates to infrastructure, but the wording is such that it only requires urban development to be integrated with existing infrastructure. Transparency therefore suggests that policy 4.2.1.6 be amended to read, avoid sporadic urban development that would adversely affect the natural environment, efficiency, functionality of infrastructure, rural amenity or landscape values will compromise the viability of the nearby township. As previously set out in paragraph 15, Transparency supports the use of UGDs, which encourage urban growth development in a planned and strategic way, which encourages good urban, good environmental outcomes and helps avoid costs associated with unplanned infrastructure improvements and extensions. For this reason, the Transparency supports the recommendation of the Planners Report regarding the retention of proposed objectives 4.2.2, 4.2.3, and policies 4.2.2.1, 4.2.3.1, 4.3.4. Whilst it's important that transport networks are integrated, it's also extremely important that land use developments are integrated with the transport networks to sustainably manage infrastructure resources. Bullet point 4 of proposed policy 4.2.4.1, as currently drafted, is only concerned with the integration of transport networks. The Transparency therefore suggests that this bullet point should be amended to read, land use and transport networks are integrated and the viability of public connected transport is improved. Transparency suggests that ensuring development maximises the efficiency of existing infrastructure networks offers environmental advantages and greater certainty in terms of infrastructure planning and funding compared with expanding networks of urban development. For this reason, Transparency supports policy 4.2.4.2. For these same reasons, Transparency supports proposed objectives, policies regarding urban growth boundaries for Wanaka, objective 4.2.6, policies 4.2.6.1 and 4.2.6.2. Landscapes. Transparency made a further submission in support of an additional policy being added that recognises some infrastructure has location requirements and that it's not always possible to locate infrastructure outside of these areas. Planners report recommends an additional policy 6.3.1.12 to acknowledge that infrastructure may be affected by locational constraints. The Transparency therefore supports recommendation of the planning report. General effects of residential subdivision and development, particularly where they contribute to urban sprawl, have the potential to adversely affect the safety, efficiency and functionality of transport networks. For this reason, the Transparency supports policy 6.3.2.3. And Transparency submitted in support of policy 6.3.5.5 as it encourages the use of shared accesses. Multiple accesses in close proximity to each other can adversely affect the safety, efficiency and functionality of the transport network. Planners report recommends an amendment to this policy. Transport Agency agrees with the Planners Report summation that the policy encourages development to utilise shared accesses, that the merits of a particular location and co-location will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. Accordingly, the traffic agency supports the recommended amendment to policy 6.3.5. Objective of the transport agency is to operate the state highway system in a way that contributes to an integrated, safe and sustainable land transport system. For reasons of state, I recommend that if you're in mind to adopt the proposed chapters 3, 4 or 6 of the proposed district plan, that you do so subject to the aforementioned recommendations.
I think there's sufficient evidence then to pre-lodge that.
Do you think so?
Do you have any questions, Commissioner St. Clair?
No.
Commissioner Robinson.
One question, Mr. McColl, and that relates to policy 6.3.1.12 as recommended by council staff in the 42A report, and if you are supportive. This relates to the acknowledgement of location constraints. The regionally significant infrastructure, as we have some discussion about regionally significant infrastructure. I don't think anyone's going to argue that the state highway network falls within the definition, whatever the definition may need to be. My question is, if we form the view that greater guidance was required as to what form that acknowledgement, or what course of action that acknowledgement should relate to, can you give us any assistance as to how we might do that?
That's a tricky one. Obviously, the stronger that policy, the better for infrastructure provider such as the transport agency. So it's I guess it's a balancing act of the importance of the landscape and balancing that with the importance of the location constraints of infrastructure.
Would you agree that it's a legitimate desire that infrastructure providers like NZTA need to justify why they their facilities should impinge, particularly on outstanding natural landscapes?
Yes.
And establish absence of practical alternatives, for instance.
Yes, which is a requirement under for a master requirement that alternatives be explored. So we support that, which is.
Thank you, Mr. McCullough.
Just one question. I'm wondering if in fact that could be adequately covered under 4.2.1.2, which is probably more relevant in that it is already addressing integration with existing public infrastructure. And if your points are primarily the efficiency and functionality here with the policy as currently expressed talks of capacity, do you think the word capacity actually also covers efficiency and functionality? I.e. if it's integrated, if urban development is integrated with infrastructure, then it would not allow sporadic urban development that didn't.
Yes. I think it is wordsmithing, but I think capacity is slightly different to efficiency and functionality.
So if those concepts...
You may have capacity, but...
So I'm just wondering if that would actually be the better place to wordsmith it rather than adding it to the 0.6.
That would be fine.
I just think it's more coding than I think.
No, I haven't.